the freshman Colin Stoker, and he will be pitching for the Seagull Stars. It's Newman, Alex Ward, the pitcher for the Oakland Patriots. Here's the lineup for Oakland. All of this courtesy of Bob Parks Realtors and NP AG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies. Dalton Smith will play left and bat first. Batting second, the pitcher Alex Ward. Batting third will be Peter Newman, the first baseman. In the cleanup spot, Ben Sanderson, the third baseman. Sam Douglas will bat fifth and play second. It's Grant Hawkins at short. He is batting sixth. Batting seventh will be Fred Wade, the DH. Batting eighth, Penn Moore, the right fielder. And Denzel Martin will play center field and bat ninth. That is a look at your starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. I believe it was one-run games both nights. I know that Oakland defeated Siegel 4-3 last night. Oakland has won the first two games. It's important for the Siegel Stars to win this game.
Finish last night, too.
I think
had the bases loaded and couldn't get that tying run across.
So, both teams tied. This is going to decide who's in second place. And any tiebreaker would belong to Oakland, I would assume, because they've won two games at least. And if they win three, they will have won the series versus the Seagull Stars. And, John, they've got a big series coming up. Oakland does this weekend. Everybody does. But Oakland plays Riverdale. So if they can battle the team that was previously in second and if they can steal a win or two away from Riverdale, they'd be in pretty good position.
Yeah, a really good weekend ahead too, Brian. And that's going to be an important series for the Oakland Patriots, who kind of come out of nowhere there for a while and played very well and got off to a little bit of a bumpy start, but they're playing really well right now. Alex Ward going to lead it off, Alex Ward going to pitch to Patrick Reed, and the first pitch to him is down low, a ball, 1-0.
Your official Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the first pitch, 6 o'clock on the nose. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Green Bank, next door to Fuji's Restaurant, and appreciate Jeff and the entire Mullins family helping us out.
Pitch from Ward is a little outside and low. Two balls, no strikes to Reed. Patrick Reed, Connor Moss, Brent Stockstill, the first three here to face Alex Ward. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, popped up out of play, back toward us. Two balls and one strike. Now, usually we're right behind the concession stand, you know, like in our little cave area.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we've gone outside. We've gone
a little different
rural
perspective.
Yeah.
We're roughing it.
Really good view here, though. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, sails high. Three balls and a strike to Reed. Defensively for Oakland, it's Newman doing the catching. That's David Newman. Peter Newman is at first. Sam Douglas at second. Hawkins at short. Sanderson at third. The outfield left to right. Smith, Martin, and Moore. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled away out of play. The Braves a winner today, 14-6. Kind of surprising score. They didn't get much out of Jair Jurgens, but the bullpen did pretty well.
Dan Ugla with his first yard ball.
Here's the wind and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Newman gives a chase, but it's going to be out of play over to the Seagull fans over there. And still remains, the count remains 3-2.
I'm glad we've got the canopy over our heads here. We don't have to worry about balls getting loose.
It's pretty nice. One thing I can see the plate really well tonight. You?
Yes. Yep.
3-2 to the leadoff hitter, Reed.
We have a different advantage from every ballpark. It's part of the interesting part of it.
Swung on and missed. Took a little something off there, and Reed is a strikeout victim. The first strikeout for Ward. And brings up the second baseman, Connor Moss. Pretty good sized ballpark in dead center field. 384 in the center. You got to really poke it to get it over that wall. 332 on the left field line, 326 down the right field line. That is a pretty easy way to go. Pitch is a strike call with a breaking ball. In the gap, 366 in left center, 352 in right center. Moss with an 0-1 count to him. Ward gets the sign from Newman. Here's the wind in the pitch into the dirt. Newman had that one bite him a little bit.
I guess most of the homers we've seen in this park, at least during our broadcast, have been right around the 366 in left center.
1-1 the count. Ward kicks and fires. Fastball swung on, fly ball center field. On comes Martin, now in a couple of steps, makes the catch for out number two. Gave that ball a pretty good ride out in center field.
Two outs, number 11.
Brings up Brent Stockstill, the center fielder.
A lefty man.
And he was, I think, the losing pitcher last night.
Yep.
In that game. Good hitter. Steps in. Here's the pitch from Ward. Fastball, nothing but the middle of the plate. It's 0-1. Craig Revis coaching down there at third base. Coach Bartlett over at first for Siegel. Here's the wine and the 1-1. Swung on, pretty well hit. Right center field. That ball is not going to be caught. Stockstill on his way for two. Picking it up is Moore. Gets it in, and it's a two-out double for Brent Stockstill. He gave that ball a ride. And two away with a runner in scoring position.
Not adding the first base.
Yeah, brings up Ryan Schultz, the first baseman.
He made the lope from first to second base there in a pretty quick step. He's got some speed out there, too, so you got to watch him down at second.
Gets his lead from second. Schultz, the first baseman, up. Ward checks the runner. Here's the pitch to the plate. Fastball swung on and missed. Threw a little heat there.
Boy.
I think our field mic picked up that pop. 0-1. Siegel trying to draw first blood here. Breaking ball drops down just a little low, and it's a ball and a strike.
Lights already on here at Mack Hawks Field, Jack Jolly Stadium.
Shadows coming across third base. A 1-1 pitch about to be made. Here it is. Fastball strike on the inside corner. Schultz also a left-handed batter. It'll be followed by Carson Lester. A lot of games going on tonight in baseball, and Ryan, the finishing up of three-game series everywhere. Here's the 1-2. Into the dirt. This one gets away. Newman can't find it. David's still looking. They may send Stockstill. No, he catches it in time, retrieves it. It's a wild pitch. And getting down to third now is Stockstill.
Well, all of this with two outs, that double could loom large here if they wind up scoring.
I think that time Alex was just trying to throw a waste pitch, and he got it too low. See if he goes fastball here. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's a breaking ball that he struck out on. He's going to have to throw him out. And they do for out number three. Two strikeouts in the inning. Sandwiched in is a double by Stockstill. And no runs come across. We go to the bottom of the first. Siegel nothing, Oakland nothing.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas and Murfreesboro, and Franklin's Printing. Dalton Smith, Alex Ward, and Peter Newman do up here in the Oakland first.
Colin Stoker on the mound for Siegel. Dad's here tonight. We won't tell you what he said. Or you probably will. I think he's a little nervous. Got a little dad jitters tonight. Stoker with the pitch. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Dalton Smith, speedy little left fielder for the Oakland Patriots.
Freshman out there on the mound for the Stars tonight.
That's a pretty nervous situation, isn't it? Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fouled away, 0-2.
Well, it's not like it's, you know, the school's biggest rival or anything either.
No, and they, you know, an important game. No, no problem. I think Colin can handle it, don't you?
I think so. Very good athlete.
It's a sign from Johnny Rogers. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just missed the corner. It's 1-2. Johnny Rogers doing the catching. Over at first is Ryan Schultz. Connor Moss is the second baseman. Chase Sloan at short and Zach Ginn at third. Outfield is Melton in left, Stockstill in center, Reed in right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up down the right field line. On comes Reed. He's got it for the first out. That was a little trouble. Wind, a little wind. I don't see any wind out there from the flag much, but had a little difficulty with that, plus the sun feel too right now.
Must be swirling up just a little bit. Wind changing directions, but he made the play.
Okay. Stoker, Dad can relax a little bit. He got the first out.
First out's in the books.
Now he's a veteran. Here's the wind and the pitch to Alex Ward. Swung on, fouled at the plate, 0-1. That Francisco guy had a big home run for Atlanta last night and tonight, today. He may turn out to be a big help for them. Here's the pitch. Took something off and Ward way out in front. Oh, no balls, 2 strikes.
Very busy day also in the top 2 stories in sports.
Yeah, we'll
today
talk about those tonight.
Where Pat Summitt retiring after 38 years and the Braves win. Those were the top 2 stories on ABC Sports earlier.
There's the pitch. Grounder to third. Bobbled by Ginn. Going to have to hurry to get him. And they do. Ward retired by about a half a step. 5-3 on that put out. That brings up Peter Newman, the first baseman.
Two out. The first baseman.
Brian.
Peter Newman.
Not in sports world, but you tell me Dick Clark passed away.
Dick Clark had a heart attack this morning after having a procedure yesterday. So that's the end of an era.
He will be sorely missed. The end of about 4 decades. Well, Randy started out with in the 50s.
I made the kids on New Year's Eve watch the New Year's Rockin' Eve with Dick Clark this year.
Here's a pitch strike call right on the inside corner. And it's 0-1 to Newman.
So they were a witness of history. We just didn't know it at the time.
American Bandstand was on for 25 or 30 years. There's a pitch high. Growing up, I guess, means more to me than and actually you, but he had several shows. Where the Action Is, $100,000 Pyramid, I could go on.
That was my favorite.
Here's the pitch, breaking ball, swung on, fouled away.
I guess because when I was working on my grandfather's farm every day, we would go in, and that would be one of the shows that he would nap through, so I could watch it, and I didn't have to go back out to the hayfield.
1-2 here. No score in the bottom of the first. Pitch to Newman into the dirt. 2-2. 2 away, nobody on here. Oakland batting in a scoreless ball game. We're early, however. Mac Hawks coaching down at third for Oakland. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing, fouled back toward us. Did you flinch?
No, sir.
I didn't think you did. Boy, you've gotten into this game now.
I mean, who couldn't? Beautiful sunny skies, warm weather.
Wind draft.
Smell of the grill.
Oh, that'll get you here. Newman steps out for a moment as Stoker takes a little too much time getting the signals from Rogers. Now we're ready to go. Newman steps back in there. Left-hander against left-hander. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the lefty on the mound won that battle. The first strikeout for Colin Stoker. And we've completed one inning of play. No score. I knew I'd do that. Oakland Siegel. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to have loose diamonds, loose gemstones, mounted up goods, a lot of sterling silver jewelry. We're going to have citizen watches, a YU8 repair station here for watch batteries and clasp on your jewelry, and something for everybody. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
All right, listen up.
You've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
I'm not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong!
Yeah!
Hey, where you
going?
Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations on East Main, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Go Square Slices!
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the post-game show, Prentice Salsa Heating and Air post-game show, the Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game, minus a Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. Here up for Siegel, Carson Lester, Chase Sloan, and Zach Ginn.
Lester, a right-handed batter, the designated hitter tonight to face Alex Ward in a scoreless tie in the top of the second. If you just joined us, here's a swing and a bounce for second base. Overcomes Douglas, got to make the throw, and does to retire Lester for out number one. 4-3 on that put out. It's going to bring up the shortstop, Chase Sloan, spelled S-L-O-N-E, Chase Sloan, right-handed hitter. Oakland in their red uniforms tonight, red tops. Siegel in their dark blue, traveling unis. Ward, the right-hander, kicks and fires. Fastball right down the pipe. And he's out in front, 0-1 to Chase Sloan. Rafferty Cleary back at the station. Rafferty will be joining me tomorrow. We'll be going to Blackman for softball. Oakland Blackman, make that Siegel Blackman softball tomorrow night. And the pitch strike called. That will be at 6:30, 6:15 for the pregame show. 0-2 the count. And here's the pitch. Try to get him to chase a high one, and it's up and in. One ball, two strikes. Beautiful sunshiny day, about 70 degrees for a high this afternoon. Here's the 1-2. Curveball swung on, fouled back. Up against the screen. Count remains a ball and two strikes.
You're good.
Sloan getting ready to check back in there. One out here in the top of the second. No score. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Fastball caught him looking, and that's the third strikeout for Alex Ward. He's going to bring up Zach Ginn.
With two outs, the third baseman, number 23.
With two away and nobody on. Third baseman Ginn steps in. Ward gets the sign from Newman. David is the flex player tonight. He will not be batting, but he's catching. Curveball in there. That's a beauty. 0-1. Wind blowing toward right center. Get it up in the air there. You might could run some bases tonight. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on right at me. That's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out. Runner, nobody on here in the top of the second, the Siegel second. Ward with the sign. Here's the 0-2. Well, that just missed on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Melton would be next if Ginn can get something going here. The wine and the 1-2. Curveball sliced into center for a base hit. So again, another two-out hit for the Siegel Stars, and Zach Ginn singles for the second hit. It brings up Jay Melton, the left fielder.
Now batting the left fielder, number 10,
Ward,
Jay Melton.
Struck out three, and he's given up two hits. Two away. Bottom of the order now. Melton, then Rogers. Sign from Newman. Check of the runner. Not going. Swung on. Popped up. Right side. Giving chase is Penn Moore. He says he's got it, and he does. Route number three. That right field area is a little rough with that sun tonight. And no runs, one hit, and there was one left. We're going to the bottom of the second. Siegel nothing. Oakland nothing.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the county school board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards. This is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air here in the Oakland second. Ben Sanderson, Sam Douglas, and Grant Hawkins, 4, 5, and 6, John.
And Stoker in his second inning of work throws a first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Sanderson, the third baseman, gets back in there, 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside and high. 2 balls, no strikes. No score. We are in the bottom of the second. Both pitchers have pitched well up to this point. 2-0 from Stoker, down low, 3 balls, no strikes. That was a breaking pitch, Brian, and Sanderson didn't bite. Here's the wind and the pitch. That one missed, and the first walk of the game, and that belongs to Ben Sanderson. He's going to trot down to first base and brings up Sam Douglas, the second baseman. Let's see how Matt Cox plays it here. Won an early run and maybe a bunt being called here. Douglas, a right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance. Stoker checks him. Here's the pitch. Runner not going. Pitches a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Schultz holding him close at first.
A really good crowd here tonight to watch this one, too.
There's a huge hole between first and second. Stoker stretches, pitch to the plate. Swung on, bouncer short. This could be two. Flip to second, one. On to first. It is a double play. 6-4-3. Perfect double play ball. It was well hit. Douglas bounces into it. And that brings up Grant Hawkins, the shortstop. Two away in the bottom of the second.
You're a freshman starting in this game. It's good to have some good defense behind you, too, and he did.
Here's the pitch from Stoker. A strike is called on the outside corner again, 0-1.
Stoker's dealing right now, John. He's pitching really well.
One walk is the only blemish so far here. We're in the second, no score. Here's the pitch. And that one sails outside. 2 balls and a strike. Grant Hawkins, ready, here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up right side, and out of play. Board with the old classrooms Brian used to be in, I think.
That was Ben Cates' driver's ed classroom over there.
I remember a couple of years ago, maybe, when some of the teachers got up on the roof and were watching the game. Pretty cool. There's a swing and a bouncer to second. Douglas up with it. Not Douglas, that was Moss. And that's the end of the inning. No runs, a walk, nobody left. A double play erased the base runner. And we've completed two. It's Siegel nothing, Oakland nothing. We haven't done a thing. Stay with us.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and, in most cases, offer fast same-day service. Also, call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
The time is now. Bob Watts Auction. The time is now.
22 acres, a tractor, two cars, and antiques will all be auctioned off on Saturday, April the 21st at 10 a.m. The auction is at 199 West Main Street in Auburntown. Again, 22 acres to be auctioned off in Auburntown, Saturday, April the 21st.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We go to the top of the third. Single, and there's a fly ball pretty well hit down the line, giving chase, and it drops in for a base hit. Smith couldn't come up with it, and it's a double, a leadoff double for the catcher, Johnny Rogers. So Rogers gets things going. The third hit off Ward, that one probably not hit as hard as the other two, but just hit in the right spot.
In a really good spot, John, and I think almost in the shadows over there. And they are going to score that hit easily. So that's the third hit of the game for the Siegel Stars. They haven't been able to do anything with their other hits, but this with nobody out. So first time they've had that happen. Last two times it was with two outs.
Here's the pitch. Reed squares to bunt, takes a strike, 0-1.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Agent Jeannie Almond at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Jeannie Almond, 896-2013.
Ward steps off the rubber as Reed calls time. He's out in front, 0-1. Getting the lead down there is Rogers. I'm sure there's a runner down there. I always say that. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. And I'm not correct. That is Rogers running for himself. Don't see that often. And the step off the rubber by Ward.
Normally the catcher, with all the work that they have to do, if they bat, they usually run for him, but not the case here. Must be pretty speedy out there.
A ball and a strike to Patrick Reed. Here's the pitch. Bunted, foul back toward the screen, and it's 1-2. Quiet, crowd's kind of quiet right now. Seems eerily quiet. Johnny Rogers led off the inning with a double. He's down there with nobody out, and Reed the batter. Ward out in front of him, one ball, two strikes. The sign from Newman. Here's the stretch, now the pitch. Fastball bunted. Ward going to cover, runner going to get to third. On the sacrifice from Reed. Nice bunt. Make the pitcher handle it, that's what you got to do.
Well, and he pulled it down the first base line too, John, and that was going to mean the play had to go to first. They weren't going to try to cut off the leadoff runner, obviously, so that's exactly what you want to do.
One out, Rogers at third. A golden opportunity here for the Stars to draw first blood. Brings up Connor Moss. Flied out to center his first time up. Hit the ball pretty well. Here's the wind in the pitch. Breaking ball is in there for a strike. 0-1. Runner gets his lead. That's Rogers down there at third. Go ahead, run. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, swung on, jammed him a little, fouled it back out of play.
Tomorrow it's Blackman Laverne softball here on the radio, and then a break till next week. I think we've got four next week, too, John.
No, I have four. I think you have one. For sure.
No, you have two. Oh. I have two, and Rafferty has two, or three.
Swing and a miss. That was a big strikeout of Connor Moss. The fifth, make that the fourth strikeout for Alex Ward. That was huge, Brian. It takes away a lot of possibilities. Now the infield get to back up a little bit. Strikeout when you need it from Ward. Brent Stockstill, who doubled in the first, was stranded. It's going to take a two-out hit if the Stars are going to take the lead. No score, top of the third. Ward pitches to him. A strike is called.
No, you are right.
One thing, Alex Ward is pretty much around the plate, isn't he? Doxtel. Here's the pitch from Ward. Fast ball again in there. And that was 0-2 now to Stockstill. Rogers at third, two out now. Big man to get here. Ward pitches, trying to get him to chase a high fastball and it's up and in. One ball, two strikes.
Stockstill with one of the three hits in the game.
Left-handed batter steps back in there. The 1-2 pitch. Tried to get him to chase one into the dirt. Great stop by David Newman. That could have been trouble. Think about it, too. When it hits this brick wall right here in front of us, sometimes it'll take a weird bounce. It might go left. It might go right. Kind of difficult. It's not that far away, but you don't really know what the ball is going to do once it hits this brick. Sometimes it even just settles there, right there in front of it. Here's the 2-2. Swung on. That ball's well hit. Coming in is Denzel Martin and misses it. And Stockstill is going to be at second, and a run scores. I don't see how they score that. Martin started back and then misjudged that and didn't have to come in. So we'll see how they score it.
They're
going to give him an error, are they?
Yep, there is an error on the board.
Okay, that would be E8.
No RBI either.
Stockstill is down there second with two out. Chance for Ryan Schulz to pick up another run here. 1-0, Siegel here in the top of the third. Pitch to him. Runner not going. Pitch is high, 1-0.
Tom Krager tweeted, Mack Hawks Field looks to be in great shape. He's here tonight covering the game for the News Journal. Warm weather has been good for all the fields in the county. Spring flingers will be impressed. I think that's true. It does look gorgeous here.
Every place I've been, though, the fields have looked great. Pitch is a little low. Yes, 2-0.
They, of course, have irrigation systems and watered. It's been a tad dry, although we did have some rain yesterday, but not a ton.
Here's the wind by Ward. The pitch swung on and missed. Schulz comes up. Got, may have got a tip of it. Two balls and a strike. Stock still down at second. One run is in. On a hit and an error. That field's got to be rough now, that sun. In the outfield. The pitch swung off, fouled away.
I think that probably hindered Martin out there on that hit by Stockstill just a few minutes ago.
It's either the sun or the wind or a combination of both, because none of the outfielders have looked real confident when they're going after the ball today. And that one in that was hit, the double by Rogers, Smith was over there but couldn't come up with it. Breaking ball popped up. On come is Hawkins, makes the catch for out number three, but not before Siegel gets on the boards first. One run, one hit, there was an error, and one left. We're going to the bottom of the third. Our score, Siegel 1, Oakland nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com for our upcoming State Farm prep softball and baseball schedule. Fred Wade, Penn Moore, and Denzel Martin, 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up to face Colin Stoker, John.
And this freshman has a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the third. Pitched well so far, has given up a hit, has walked one.
Only faced the minimum so far.
Wade, the batter, got good speed. Here's the pitch. Down low, I guess. 2 balls, no strikes.
A few groans from the Siegel crowd with that one.
Wade steps back in there. Stoker gets the sign from Rogers, who scored that run to give Siegel the lead. Pitch inside. 3 balls, no strikes. If you're a Siegel fan, one thing you don't want is a leadoff walk. I'm sure Coach Revis, as soon he hit the ball. 3-0 pitch. That one sails low, and Wade does indeed get a leadoff walk. Now, last inning, that leadoff walk was erased with a double play. Penn Moore is the batter, the right fielder for Oakland.
Number 12, Penn Moore.
Penn Moore batting .244 on the year. Right-handed batter steps in there. Throw over. Wade is back. Wade runs well. See what Moore is going to be doing here. He may be bunting as well. The stretch and the pitch. Swinging a miss. Well, he definitely wasn't bunting, was he?
No.
He had a ferocious cut.
Spring football practice begins next week around Rutherford County. Softball and baseball.
Can't wait.
Continue.
Just the thought of spring football. Just.
Well, seeing Phillip Shadowins just kind of
brings
got
you all
the fire
fired
back.
By now, yeah. Let's get the baseball season over with, Brian. While we do football.
We'll have an extra broadcast next
year.
Yeah,
I want to know how you handle that. We need to have a discussion about how that's going to be handled. Yeah. Yeah, I want to. How are they going to do that? By a quarter? Runner going. Throw down by Rogers. He is going to be safe. It goes into center field, but good backup there from Sloan. So a stolen base for Wade. He's down there second with nobody out. Moore still up with a 1-1 count.
It's going to be a half, three halves of football. County Jamboree.
Wow, so that means
it's like a game.
A game and a half.
And a game and a half, yeah.
Who's going to do that game with you? Here's the pitch. Outside.
I don't know. Is this contract negotiation?
Well, my
here?
Contract doesn't say anything about a 12th game. No, I mean a 17th football game.
That'd be 18.
I may not be the problem, but it's the other two you're going to have trouble getting there.
Oh, there's one we won't. He's chomping at the bit back at the station, I'm sure.
I wonder. Well, I'm sure y'all can handle that. 2 balls and a strike. Two and one. Bunted down the first base line, but foul. Schultz came up with it, gobbled it up, but it's foul. And Wade going to go back.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Austin P. puts 5 across in the first to lead MTSU 5-0. And in baseball, Riverdale 5, Laverne 2 after one inning of play. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
I see Riverdale going for the sweep tonight, are they?
Not? They are, trying to stay perfect in the district. 8-0 now.
Runner going, going to take off for third to throw down. He is going to be safe. And, boy, that was bang, bang, but Wade got in there and a good heads up. I tell you, the third base umpire was really alert and almost got his legs cut out from under.
Boy, Wade is quick.
That was a good throw, too, by Rogers.
It
there
was.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
It was just Wade out muscling it down there.
Wade trying to steal a run. Penn Moore, the batter, with a 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Stoker gets him. Strikeout number 2 for Collin. And brings up Denzel Martin, the center fielder. So that's the second time that a player has a runner at third base and less than 2 out, and they've struck out.
Martin has a 396 slugging percentage and 383 on base percentage.
That's not bad, especially for your number nine hitter. Right-handed batter steps in there. Pitch swung on, line to second. Schultz having trouble getting back to the bag. He's safe, run scores. That was trouble. Schultz had already gone far to his right, and it was kind of in the hole, and Moss had to wait for him. And before you know it, Martin with his speed.
Yet, in terms of whether they give him a hit or not.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
One run, one hit, one error for the Patriots.
What do they say about speed?
So that was Fred Wade, if you missed that. I know we had a little cutout there. Fred Wade scored.
Speed never goes on a slump. Speed never goes in a slump. Stoker lined into center field and off the bat of... Well, I don't know who that is. Oh, okay, Dalton Smith.
With two out for the pitcher, number four, Alex Flores.
Actually, I knew that was right on my scorecard, but it didn't look like Dalton. That's why I was looking to see if there was a pinch hitter for some reason. He flies out. And there's two away now. So it's 1-1. Martin at first still with two out. Stoker. And takes a strike called. That's Alex Ward. He finds himself in a tie ball game again. Alex grounded to third his first time up. Ward, Brian, he's batting what?
Well, let me check. 284.
Runner going. Throw hits him. And let's see how they're going to call that. They're going to give him the base. Runners at first and second. So Ward's at first. Martin goes down to second.
But I don't think they're going to give him the stolen
base.
No,
they're not. And we're going to have a runner for Oakland. Josh Cunningham going to run for Ward. And it leaves it up to Peter Newman with a chance here to put Oakland on top.
Well, pretty good guy to bring up here, John. He's batting 350. 400 slugging percentage and 435 on base percentage. So,
well, Fred Wade just pretty much stole a run in this inning, had two stolen bases, and then Denzel Martin got him in on an infield single, and Dalton Smith flied out. Penn Moore struck out. There's two away, runners at first and second. We are in the bottom of the third in a 1-1 tie. Stoker trying to get out of this inning with no further damage. Left-hander kicks and fires. Swung on, went with the pitch, lines it in the left center. They're going to send Martin. Here's the throw, cut off, and he's going to score easily. And now, taking off and trying to get into third, he is safe. And that is Cunningham. Boy, that was some speed on those bases that time. Martin scores to make it 2-1.
Now batting the third base.
And Peter Newman gets an RBI. On that single, second hit of the inning.
He went to second on the throw, too, John. So Oakland, with two outs, doing a lot of damage here. Runners at second and third.
This is a big hitter for Stoker to get. Sanderson's got runners on second and third and two out.
254 hitter.
Pitch, line, foul out of play. He had a good hack at that one. Two runs in this inning on two hits.
I think this has been kind of the story of this series this week, John. It's been inning by inning, you know, who's ahead. It's been a great series.
Ball in the dirt, good stop by Rogers. That may have saved a run. Stoker here in the third. Trying to get out of this inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on, fouled away. And he's out in front, one ball, two strikes. Douglas would be next if Sanderson can do something here. Sanderson walked in the second. He's 0 for, he hasn't had an official at bat. He's walked the first time up. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Rogers has him held up at third. They don't go to first. And I'm thinking Rogers forgot how many were out. He has two away. And I think he tried to get the runner back at third. So I think maybe he forgot how many were out. So the bases are loaded. That'd be a fielder's choice too, Brian. So that's an interesting play. That brings up Sam Douglas.
Well, that loads up the bases here too, John.
Cunningham at third, Newman at second. And over at first is Sanderson. The pitch popped it up. Is it going to stay in play? It will not. 0-1 the count.
293 hitter, Sam Douglas.
He hit into a double play his first time up. He's 0-1.
He's played in 23 games. He's been in all of them, I guess, just about.
0-1 the count. The wind and the pitch from Stoker. Third ball in there. He's out front now, 0-2. Let's see what Sam Douglas is going to have to be a little defensive, kind of guard the plate. Stoker may throw him something away. 0-2 pitch. Hit him inside, got him. On a strikeout and a big strikeout of Sam Douglas. That's the third for Stoker. But Siegel gets two runs and take the lead on two hits. There was a walk and a bunch of stolen bases in that inning. We've completed three. Our score, Oakland 2, Siegel 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball. And when we come back, Brian Baird will be having the call for you as we continue.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
While being in the big city has its advantages, we do things a little different out here at Las Casas Feed Supply. This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. From farmers to those with a couple of pets, we serve all animals, big and small. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from sun, windows, and doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. The people you know. The people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We go to the top of the fourth, Siegel batting, Brian Barrett with a call.
And Carson Lester looks at the second pitch outside from Alex Ward. Count, two balls, no strikes. Oakland leading 2-1 here in this District 7 AAA tilt. Wind in the pitch, this one in there on the outside corner.
Latest prep sports information, Brian, can always be found online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. Let's go PrimetimeSports.com.
2-1 pitch from Ward. Here it is. Fastball low and outside. Stoker, last two innings, gave up a leadoff walk, and Ward in jeopardy of giving up his first walk here. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, fly ball. Going back is Moore in right field. He's under it and makes the catch for out number one. Fly out to nine on your scorecard if you're keeping that at home.
Everybody kind of staggers a little in the outfield, particularly in right field. I mean, it's a sun field right now. It's tough.
I think about 30 minutes or so, we should be in good shape.
And you know what the difference is? The 6 o'clock starts.
Yeah.
Usually by this time, it's about at this point.
First pitch swinging. Chase Sloan sends one to left center field. But there to make the catch from left field is Dalton Smith. He was really playing left center. That one hit around the 360 mark in left center field. But a noisy fly out.
The ball was well hit. Dalton Smith did a good job of just dropping back, going to where he thought the ball was going to be, and then two-hand catch. And you don't see that often, but he protected the ball with the glove, or the glove with the ball.
Brings up the lefty, Zach Ginn, who fouls this one back and out of play. Really good crowd here for both sides. Oakland has a good home crowd. Siegel brought a good crowd. They had a long road trip across 231 to get here. Two outs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball in there.
Again, singled in the second. Brian, what if we've had like maybe three pitches in this inning for Ward? He's got two out already.
Here's the fourth pitch. Curveball high this time. Softball tomorrow night. Mixture of baseball and softball next week. I think this week has been three baseball and a softball. I think next week's right the opposite. 2-1 pitch. This curveball's low and outside. On my schedule here somewhere.
There you go, Brian.
John's got a laminated one somewhere.
Yeah, here's one right here. Let me be of service to you.
3-1 pitch from Ward. No.
Okay.
This one gets away, and Zach Ginn going to take first. On the base on balls, the first one given up by Ward.
Okay, well, I'm mad. I'm going to leave now.
It's Siegel-Riverdale baseball on Monday, and, of course, they play Friday, Saturday, and Monday, those three-game series, two in 1 week. So we will have that final game of that baseball series between the Stars and the Warriors. Jay Melton, 0 for 1 today. First pitch to him, swung on, fly ball, left center field. It's going to fall for a base hit. Wade with a great snag out there. But not before again. Stands up down there at third. On the throw, Melton is going to go to second. So a single with two out. And a little chit-chat here between David Newman and Alex Ward. Umpire is going to clean the plate here, and it's going to bring up Johnny Rogers, who doubled and scored the only run for the Stars back last inning. Next week, again, Siegel-Riverdale baseball. On Tuesday, it's Riverdale at Siegel softball, Oakland at Siegel softball on Wednesday, and Oakland at Blackman softball on Thursday. And even more of a conference going on out there now as assistant coach comes out from the Oakland dugout. Don't forget, State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., and our friends over at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. 2-1 here in favor of the Oakland Patriots. Riverdale leads Laverne 5-2. 5-0, top of the second, last score we had out of MTSU. First pitch to Rogers, skips in. Pass ball would score a run, tied up. Two outs in the inning. Ward with the long look into Newman. A look back to second. Here's the wind in the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. Contrasting nights. Beautiful night tonight. Pretty dreary and rainy and cold last night. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Rogers liked that one, but sunk out of the strike zone quickly. Ward is one strike away from getting out of pretty good jam here. Swung on. Fly ball. Right field. It's in foul territory. Sliding to try to make the catch is Martin. But he could not hold on. So we'll do it again. Johnny Rogers battling here. One for one. Double and scored a run. Just last inning. To retrieve the baseball, and the umpire gives Newman a new one. Throws it out there to Alex Ward. Now everyone's ready as Rogers steps back in. 1-2 pitch. This one fouled back, so Rogers continues to battle Alex Ward. Rogers reaches. Patrick Reed would be next. Top of the order. Top of the fourth. 2-1. Oakland leads. Ward delivers. Swing and a miss. And that is out number three. Strikeout number five for Alex Ward. No runs. There were two hits and two Siegel Stars left. We go to the bottom of the fourth with your score, Oakland 2, Siegel 1 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
We're talking to Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Memorial by the VA and on Warrior Drive just off South Church Street. And Mike, you've got everything anybody would need for any tailgating.
The high school games, you can come in and get you a good dollar off a family pack or $2 off a picnic pack. 8 to 10 people, family pack, 40 people. You can also get you a slab of ribs. For your Saturday games, like MTSU games, we do ribs, $1 off your half slab and $2 off a whole slab.
Rick's Barbecue with two local locations. The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Be sure to check out our website, goprimetimesports.com, and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download and listen to recent games. Sir Pizza, longtime sponsor of our podcast online. Grant Hawkins, Fred Wade, and Penn Moore here in the Oakland fourth. 2-1 Patriots. Colin Stoker, the freshman on the mound, wide to the second pitch, popped up. And back is Melton to make the catch in left center field. So Grant Hawkins is retired on a flyout. Brings up Fred Wade, as John mentioned during his third inning. Walked, stole two bases, and scored one of two runs for the Oakland Patriots. That was the tying run. He is quick on the base paths. First pitch to him from Stoker. It is in there for a strike.
Oakland almost batted around that inning, but Stoker survived it with only two runs given up. And that was big for the young freshman.
Two strikeouts in that inning for him. Blind in the second one. Curveball is a little high.
It would do him a world of good if he could just have a really easy inning here.
That first pitch was a ball as well. Here's the 2-0. Wade just gets the pipe on it, fouls it away.
Always hard to get a low pitch under on Fred Wade because look at his stance. He is way down low in the batter's box, crouched.
Here's the 2-1. On the inside corner, got him. 2-2 now. Well, he went right at him with that low curve ball. Here's the 2-2.
Well, Mac Hawks would like to get him back on again.
Went outside with that one, so the count goes full. Stoker winds. The lefty pitches. This one fouled away by Fred Wade.
Brian, I talked to the lovely lady out there at the ticket gate out there here at Oakland, and he's talking about the sun kind of bothering the outfielder starting early. She said, yes, that's true, but it really gets cold when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can understand she probably gets a little chilly out there.
Another payoff pitch coming to Fred Wade from Colin Stoker. Kicks and fires, swing and a miss. Strikeout number four for Colin Stoker. Brings up Penn Moore. Moore, strikeout victim in the third. Moore batting 244 on the year. Right-handed batter facing the left-handed pitcher, Colin Stoker. Wind in the pitch. Swung on. Bouncer to short. Throw to first. Gets by. That will be, I don't know about the throw.
I think he's six. I think the ball was in the dirt. Schultz tried to come up with it.
So Moore is going to be on. It's an error on the shortstop. Denzel Martin has a ribby and a single. Scored a run. Scored the second, or the go-ahead run. And the second run back in the third.
Went the other way with it. Kind of hit a little gapper between the second base and the first base, and Schultz couldn't get back to the bag in time.
There are two away. One on for the Pats. Stoker winds and deals. This one popped up, and it's going to be out of play. Even though Johnny Rogers did give chase. Zach Ginn retreating back to third. He came in to help out as well. Coach Mack Hawks with the sign to Denzel Martin, the batter. Rogers checking his wrist for the pitch. Delivers the sign. Stoker agrees. He kicks and fires. It's a ball. Looked like Moore took a pretty good lead out there. Be going at the crack of the bat. 1-1 from Stoker. This one high and inside. Braves a winner, 14-6 today.
Yay, 7-5.
They only lost one game at home.
Yeah, that's hit a lot of home runs too.
Pitch is low, ball.
And that's not a home run park, really. A lot of people think
really.
It is, but it's not.
Go to Arizona.
Ugla's hitting a hot 200 right now.
Well, he had a big poke today.
He's a slow starter.
He was
really,
last year.
He was really slow last year.
It was August.
Yeah.
Swung on by Martin. Fly ball. Stockstill ranging over to his right and snags it. So a fly to right center field is going to end the Oakland fourth. No runs, no hits. There was one left. Penmore on an error. And that is your score. After four, we go to the fifth with your score remaining 2-1, Oakland leads.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
First pitch to Patrick Reed from Alex Ward is a strike in there. 0-1 the count. Reed struck out. Sacrifice bunt. Two plate appearances. This pitch is outside.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Popped up, out of play. Sun beginning to set now. Still some shadows in, really from center field, left center field to right center field. Swung on, chopper, and this one's foul as well. Mack Hawks looked like he might chase after that one, but then decides better of it. Of course, Mack Hawks has two state championship rings to his credit. Back in the 90s, winding the pitch. This one outside. And Reed did not go. Count even at two apiece now. Craig Revis also has a state championship to his credit.
Laverne, wasn't it? Laverne High School?
Laverne High School state champions. Winding the pitch. This one jammed him up this time. Fouled away. Just did get a piece of it, did Reed.
We were talking last night. It's been a while since 7AAA's had a state champion, hadn't it?
It has, and it's we've had kind of a drought of a couple of years, John, since we've had a 7AAA team even in the spring fling. Of course, Eagle Bowl baseball has been there the last 2 years, and after watching them pick up their 20th win last night.
Oh, they were impressive.
If they can keep things together, they've got all of the pieces. They've got pitching. They've got depth in that pitching. Good hitters. 2-2 pitch from Ward. Here it is. This one high, about eye level. You've really got to have three solid arms. And then some good bullpen, folks. Winding the payoff pitch. This one low. Oh, they struck him out. Patrick Reed doesn't agree. Oakland fans will take it. Strikeout number six for Alex Ward. Reed had already gone halfway to first before he was rung up. One away now for Connor Moss. Top of the order batting here. First pitch to him, swing and a miss.
Ward's a quick worker. He doesn't waste a lot of time, does he? He gets ready, about ready to go.
He's ready before the sign is even given to him from Newman. Here's the pitch. Took something off of this one. A little low.
He doesn't shake him off very much either. Doesn't shake off Newman.
By the time Newman gives him the sign, he kicks and fires. 1-1 pitch. This one in there.
So he struck out six, and then Ward has walked one.
Braves at Arizona tomorrow. 1-2 pitch, swung on, fouled away. Arizona's pretty hot right now from what I hear. Diamondbacks.
Yeah, wait till Ugla comes in there.
That's right.
He'll dominate the desert.
That mighty 200.
He's just now finding his stroke. Chipper probably have his knee will be swelling on the trip over. You know, that was something I didn't really know, that your knee, you have knee trouble.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and the back-to-back strikeouts for Alex Ward, which will bring up Brent Stockstill, who doubled and reached on an error. He's been on both at-bats.
Ray Allen from the Celtics had to sit out two more games after he went on a flight to join him for his ankle. And Chipper's knee swelled up, and that's the reason why he didn't start the first game in Atlanta.
Just by flying?
Just by flying, yeah.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Left-handed batter here in Stockstill, of course. He looks this one in. Low and outside. Ball one.
Stockstill's hit the ball well twice. He doubled in the first and reached on an error, but that was a kind of a windblown. Could have gone either way. Martin came in on it, couldn't make the catch.
Found this one away. They even the count at one ball, one strike. They have started. Siegel, or make that Smyrna Riverdale softball. We'll hopefully get some scores to you throughout the evening. Ball low from Ward. Sun is a bit of a problem out there in right center field right now. Winding the pitch. This one in the dirt. 3-1, and after two strikeouts, Ward doesn't really want to give Stockstill much to poke. He winds and pitches. Swung on. Chopper stopped out there by Douglas. No, it gets by him. And Stockstill's going to take two. It's going to be a bang-bang play. He slides in. Safe. Have to watch how they score that.
I think it's going to be an error, Brian.
He's right in there where that sun is a problem. So Stockstill is at second. with Ryan Schultz.
Well, they may have given him a hit there.
0 for 2.
Looks like, yep, they did.
It is a hit. So that would be,
I guess it'd have to be a double.
Well, I was trying to decide whether he made the throw or not before he got to first, or before he left first. I guess it is a double. And an intentional walk, I think. Yes, Ryan Schultz is on with an intentional base on balls. So runners at first and second with two out for Carson Lester. Lester 0 for 2 today.
Well, Oakland with a 2-1 lead. This is a big hitter for Alex Ward now, trying to save that lead for Oakland.
Courtesy runner is Colton Gibson over at first. So it's Gibson at first, Stockstill at second. Pretty good speed out there. After three innings of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Riverdale 8, Laverne 2. Warriors are rolling. That's baseball for you. Winding the first pitch to Lester. Strike called. We are here in the top of the fifth. 2-1 Oakland after back-to-back strikeouts. A Stockstill double and an intentional walk for Schultz. Has Ward in a bit of trouble. Winding the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut at it by Lester. And Stockstill really jumped out there at second. He was halfway to third. Being very aggressive, both teams really, running the bases. Ward needs one more strike to get out of this mess. Peek back at second. Here's the pitch. High and outside. Riverdale and Smyrna scoreless in softball after one inning. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 1-2 pitch from Ward. Good stop by Newman. Keeps the runners at first and second. My phone is just blowing up, isn't it? Got all kinds of scores coming in. David Limbaugh, Michael Hackney all sending in some scores. 2-2 pitch with two outs. Here it is. It is low, so the count goes full.
Pretty good at bat by Lester. He was behind in the count. Now it's full. Runners will be going with two out, Brian. And
it was 0-2, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 0-2. Get something good to hit here. Let's see.
Fastball swung on and missed. Strikeout number 8 for Ward. He gets out of a pretty big jam. No runs. There was one hit. There was an intentional walk, so that would be two Siegel Stars left. To the bottom of the fifth we go with Oakland still leading Siegel 2-1 on State Farm Prep Softball, Baseball, whatever it is. Baseball.
Home-style cooking, you can find it at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion.
That's all we know is good Southern eating.
Southern-style meats and vegetables served Monday through Friday lunch and dinner, and Sunday lunch, plus breakfast every Saturday morning.
We have that hometown feeling, so we try to give that to the customers.
Ricky Turner at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Good food, good service, good hospitality. The Cedar Bucket on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
First pitch in here to Dalton Smith. is a ball. Second is a ball as well. Two balls and no strikes. Colin Stoker still out there dealing.
Oakland would like to get an insurance run. Of course, Stoker would like to hold him right here. He's pitched well. He's given up one run on five hits. Make that two runs on two hits.
Fourth pitch has popped up and camping under it. Over there at first, Schultz makes a little acrobatic catch. Every one of the fly balls that have been snagged, that one an infield fly, have been trouble.
Well, now there's twilight. You've got the sun in some areas, and then the twilight of the game, and it make it extremely difficult to pick up on the ball.
Brings up Alex Ward, pitcher. And the pitch from Stoker to him is high and outside. Stoker winds, he pitches, strike called.
Alex Ward pitched the beauty of a game himself, eight strikeouts.
Lefty v. lefty here. Stoker took something off this time, and Ward just got a piece of it. As night falls.
The new glasses on Clark?
Yes. Curveball misses outside, or inside, rather.
Put your night glasses.
Well, it's time to get rid of the sunglasses. 2-2 pitch from Stoker. Swung on. A little bouncer over to first. The throw to Stoker covering gets away.
Well, that was trouble when it went off the bat because Schultz went way to his right. Thought he might have a chance at it. When he left the bag, it kind of left Stoker to cover first. And by that point, it was a problem.
It's going to either be an E1 or E3. It is an error. Three errors now for the Siegel Stars. We have a new runner out there too, John.
Josh Cunningham is running.
Is that Cunningham? So, Peter Newman struck out, singled. Got a ribby out of that one. First pitch to him is a ball. Stoker with the long look in to Rogers.
Meat of the order now with Newman, Sanderson, and Douglas.
Throw back over. Cunningham is back.
Newman showed bunt there when Stoker went to first. We'll see if that continues. Mac Hawks out to talk to Newman. GoPrimetimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. You can log on to listen live, on demand with podcasts, and see where we'll be broadcasting next.
Ready for the 1-0 pitch from Newman. And I looked down and didn't see exactly what happened there, John. Can you
help me? The timeout was called.
Okay, time called. All right. Well, Cunningham had taken off from first down there. It's going to erase that stolen base. Stoker in the first four innings. And kind of a different pattern on his delivery. The pitchers are notorious for doing the same thing over and over and over again. Now he's leaning in to get the sign. In the first four innings, he had the mitt covering his face. Winding the pitch, this one outside. Runner is going. Cunningham going to slide in safe. So stolen base for Cunningham, running for Alex Ward. And with one away, runner at second for Newman.
I think he's looking in, Brian, because he may be having trouble picking up the fingers there of Johnny Rogers.
The sign from Rogers now.
big insurance run out there for Oakland.
They lead it 2-1, the 2-0 pitch outside. I don't think Stoker liked that call. Newman with a couple of big practice swings outside the box. Now he stands in. Wide stance, takes all the box. 3-0 in the dirt. Walked him. So Newman on with a base on balls.
Third walk given up by Stoker. Johnny Rogers is going to go out and talk to him.
Matt Hawk's going to use this opportunity to talk with the umpire as well. There's going to be a courtesy runner over at first for Newman.
That is Givens, Ryan Givens.
Givens is at first. Cunningham is at second.
And we're going to make the cellular concept call the bullpen, Brian.
Yes, Coach Revis has made that Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. It's 2-1, Oakland leads. We'll get your new pitcher in just a moment.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part tonight by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. IDIS Tees also sponsors tonight's game, operators of Lightning's Locker Room, and it brings you this half inning, located at 910 Risley Road. Turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing and embroidery at IDIS Tees. You can tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show, First Bank, where you matter most. And coming up after the game is the Prentice Also Pioneer postgame show. And, Brian, we will have the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. We will have the Midas shift change of the game. And we'll have also the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, along with all the stats brought to you by Sinet P at Bob Parks Realtor, AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophies. How was that?
That was awesome. That gave Colin Maddox enough time to warm up out there on the bump. He is the new pitcher. Colin for Colin. Stoker, his night is done after 4 1/3. First pitch from Maddox to Sanderson. Runners go. And sliding in, is he safe or no?
He is safe.
So Cunningham steals third. Down to second goes Givens.
Double steal.
So runners at second and third with only one out. Ben Sanderson walked. Hit into a fielder's choice. Maddox with the long look in. Peek over to third. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike call. No new scores to give you on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 8-2 was the last score. Riverdale over Laverne in baseball. Haven't heard anything out of Smyrna Blackman. Maybe they're sleepy. 1-1 pitch. This one outside in the dirt. Good stop by Rogers.
Boy, Cunningham was about halfway down the third baseline and had to scurry back.
Boy, they are really aggressive running tonight, both teams. We saw Oakland several weeks ago, and they have definitely improved. 1-2 pitch, here it is. Good stop again by Rogers, keeps it in front of him. Sometimes it takes a few pitches for the pitcher and catcher to get on the same page here. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ben Sanderson. Hitting 254 coming into this game. Maddox sets, delivers. Fastball fouled away.
Missed the timing on that curveball just by a little bit. Hit it well, but foul.
Good view of Oakland Middle School from here. Two balls, two strikes. The count. Fastball inside, jammed him up. We fouled him out of play behind the Oakland dugout. Went the other way with this foul. Foul ball. Maddox with a big deep breath. Sign from Rogers. Sets and delivers. Swung on. Fly ball. Left center field. Going back is Melton. Dropped it. One run will score. And another error. It's going to score Cunningham, who stole two bases and reached on an error. Third run crosses the plate. Newman is going to go to third. Make that Givens running for Newman, going to third. Sanderson went to second on the throw home. So four errors on the Seagull Stars, and that could be a bugaboo tonight. They've got pretty good pitching.
They haven't had a hit this inning. Oakland hasn't.
Brings up Sam Douglas. Righty versus righty here. Maddox winds, pitches, fouled it back this way. Douglas coming into this game, batting 293. Really good averages.
Well, a base hit here would really be damaging to the Seagull cause and really hope would really, really heighten the hopes of the Oakland Patriots of getting a sweep.
This pitch, like a breaking ball in there for a strike from Maddox. Oakland has won the first two games. Seagull trying to avoid the series sweep. Maddox sets. And here's the 0-2. Swung on, popped up. Is it going to be out of play? It is. So we'll do it all over again. Only one out. Maddox inherited some of this trouble. John was telling me those runs were unearned.
Well, Givens is still out there, and that's
for Stoker.
But again, that run will be unearned for Stoker.
Winding the pitch.
In fact, all these runs are going to be unearned.
This
Brian?
Is low. Well, that's true, because there's been no hits. One-two pitch from Colin Maddox to Sam Douglas. Here it is. Slow. In the dirt. Rogers keeps it in front of him. Over at third is Givens running for Peter Newman. Ben Sanderson, who reached on an error, is at second. Only one out.
Infield is in, too, Brian, all the way around the infield, trying to cut off that run at home.
Oakland has already put one across the plate here in this inning. This one low as well, and the count goes full. Oakland trying to get as much out of they can as they can out of this bottom of the fifth. Douglas Wines, here's the payoff pitch. Walked him. So bases are loaded, full of Patriots for Grant Hawkins. He's 0-2 today, but Hawkins is batting 304 on the year. Don, we do have a new score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. After two innings of play, Riverdale leading Smyrna 5-0. Katie Brown had an inside-the-park grand slam.
Wow. It's hard to do in slow pitch. I mean, in fast pitch softball.
It really is.
Fences aren't that deep.
That's some good base running there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it fields aren't that big.
Grant Hawkins, the batter. First pitch to him. It is low. No place to put him. Hawkins looks down at Coach Hawks. Maddox, stretch and the pitch. This one low. He's having trouble throwing strikes right now. Coach Craig Revis looking on for a fastball here probably. Here's the 2-0. It is a fastball, and it's going to be shanked out into right center. Reed snags it. Now the tag, and a run scores. Newman, or make that Gibbons, running for Newman, scores the fourth Oakland Patriot run. Sack fly and an RBI for Hawkins.
How often do you see a line of two runs scored in the inning on no hits? Sometimes you'll see one run scored on no hits, but two. Unusual.
It's going to bring up Fred Wade. Walked and struck out. He actually scored a run because he stole two bases. That was back in the third, the first Oakland run of the game. They now have a three-run lead over the Stars. For Darius Wade. There are two away now. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Gets by. Runners advance. Sanderson to third. Douglas to second. So runners in scoring position now for the DH, Fred Wade.
He can't get his breaking ball over at all right now. Colin is really struggling with it.
And this is Colin Maddox in for Colin Stoker. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. So I guess the line is complete on Colin Stoker now, isn't it, John?
Yes.
Gave up four runs, two hits, two strikeouts, three walks, four and a third.
Two of those runs only earned.
Here's the 2-0 pitch to Wade. And it is low. Three balls, no strikes. Maddox in jeopardy of loading him up for the second time here in this inning. The seventh batter here in the fifth. The wind and the pitch from Maddox. Strike called inside corner. Fastball. Wade taken all the way there. Coach Craig Revis relays in the pitch that he wants. Here's the 3-1 from Maddox. Fastball, this one skips in. So Wade is the third walk of the inning. Well, John, we saw this happen, or you did, you and Rafferty, in the Blackman game. There were eight during that one, however. And Coach Revis is going to make the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. Seth Morgan, going to be the new pitcher for the Siegel Stars when we come back on State Farm Prep Baseball.
For the best selection of Blue Raider gear in the borough, you need to check out Lightning's Locker Room.
They're on Ridgely Road or online at lightningsmockeroom.com. John Brockwell has a showroom full of blue and white gear, shirts, tees, hats, and many items I'd challenge you to find anywhere else, and I know you won't find them at a better price. Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's off Broad Street, a division of Ideas Tees. Lightning's Locker Room.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part tonight by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
We do have some new scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, thanks to Tom Crager, who has been scouring, trying to find some scores. Smyrna leads Blackman 7-4. It's 8-2, Riverdale over Laverne, and here are 3-1. All of those baseball scores, courtesy of Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Edwin, Eddie, Donnie Ayers, Chad and Chip Haynes, entire family out there at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Smyrna 7, Blackman 4. Scoring that one, all these games in progress. Batter is Penn Moore. Bases loaded. New pitcher is Seth Morgan.
Tough situation for Morgan to come in. The bases are loaded. No place to put Penn Moore. So Penn's in the driver's seat.
All of these runs belong to Colin Maddox. But also unearned. Boy, Penn Moore had to get out of the way of that one. That was helmet level.
Well, Penn can get the ball, the pitch he wants here at 2-0. He can look for something that he likes. Morgan behind in the count here.
Two balls, no strikes. There are two away. Morgan winds and deals. Fastball in there. Strike called. Second pitcher of the inning. Third pitcher of the inning for the Seagull Stars. As the starter, Colin Stoker, was pulled for Colin Maddox. Maddox went a third of an inning. Morgan trying to shut it down. Well, this one inside and backed Moore out of there again. No place to put him. And another walk will walk in another run for the Oakland Patriots, who lead 4-1. Morgan with the look in, a 3-1 pitch. He's going to throw some smoke here, probably. He does. Lost him. Walked in a run. Boy, John, this has got to be, and I didn't see it, but I listened to it, eerily similar to what happened in that Blackman-Riverdale game.
Yeah, it really is, and the relievers were not able to throw strikes, and it just kept mounting. See if Morgan can settle down here and get this final out, but Oakland has scored three times in this inning without a base hit.
Sam Douglas goes to third. Wade goes to second, and at first is Penn Moore. For Denzel Martin, fly ball, going to be camped under over there at first by Ryan Schultz to end the inning. This is going to be a strange one. There were three runs on no hits, and there were four walks, and there were three left. Well, let's go to the sixth. John Dinkins returns in just a moment here on State Farm Prep Baseball from WGNS. Oakland leads it 5-1.
Yes.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Agent Monty King off Sam Ridley Parkway at 721 President's Place. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Monty King, 220-2210. Here to take you the rest of the way. In this one, Oakland leads 5-1. Here is John Boy.
And thank you, Peanuts. Alex Ward has a 5-1 lead all of a sudden as we go to the sixth. And a 1-1 count. The Chase Sloan leading off. The top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Fastball's high. Sloan has struck out and flied out. He's 0 for 2. Ward has not. He's walked 2, and he struck out 8. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Into the dirt. Low. 3 balls and a strike. What Ward would like to do, or what Mac Hawks would like for him to do, is throw strikes here. Let him hit it. Siegel needs base runners. Here's the 3-1. Down low, ball, he walked in. Leadoff walk. Maybe a case where Alex Ward may have sat in the dugout too long, Brian. That can happen sometimes.
Well, it certainly can. You know, you see that a lot with, you know, rain delays or things like that. I think the rain really hurt R.A. Dickey. Not that my feelings are hurt today, but they had quite a bit of rain, much like the conditions we were in yesterday, but I think the rain was a little harder in Atlanta today.
I think the Braves just smoked him.
Well, it could be that, too.
It was a smoke job. Here's the pitch. Bouncer first. It's foul. 0-1 the count. He throws a knuckleball.
Boy, Newman is saying glad it was foul.
Yeah, he was, because it went right through under his glove. No balls and a strike. Throw over, runner back. Sloan led off the inning here with a walk. 0-1 count here to Zach Ginn, who singled and walked. He's 1-for-1.
That wind we were having earlier is completely gone. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it is.
It's much warmer now than it was earlier.
It is warmer. Think about taking this jacket off. Swing and a miss. Ginn had a cut. He may have hurt himself a little bit on that swing.
It's like he may have tweaked his back just a tad there, twisted it up.
Newman with the sign, Ward with the stretch, check of the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled away to the Siegel dugout, and it's 0-2 still. Tomorrow night, it's softball action, Brian. Well, you're not going to be with me. It'll be Rafferty Cleary, the youngster, 6:30. Siegel at Blackman. Excuse me.
Call him the whippersnapper, don't you?
Yeah, 6:15 airtime. Yeah, the little whippersnapper. 0-2 the count. Curveball swung on and missed. That was a nice pitch. Strikeout number 9 for Alex Ward. Brings up Jay Milt. Jay tonight is 1-for-2. He's flied out and he's singled.
With one out.
I thought when you used little, you said weasel or something after that when you were talking about Rafferty.
No.
No, maybe not.
No. Don't do that. Melton steps in here. Runner at first, now one out. Here's the pitch to the plate. Strike called, right in on his hands, 0-1.
New score on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Riverdale 9, Laverne 2. They played it another one. After 5 innings, Riverdale leads by 7.
Ward checks that runner. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And it's just a little low. Ball and a strike. One out. We're in the top of the sixth. Siegel batting. They trail 5-1 to Oakland. Jack Jolly Stadium on Mack Hawks Field. How's that?
A lot of names, but both well-deserving.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. There's a strike. Just nipped that corner. And he's had a good one, and it has become more effective as the game has gone on. Had a little trouble getting it over early in the game. He's had a good fastball all night. Here's the stretch, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just a little low. Two balls, two strikes. One run, make that five runs, two hits, one error for Oakland. One run, five hits, four errors for the Stars tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled away. Nice cut there by Melton. He was waiting for it, just couldn't catch up with it. Two balls, two strikes. One out, top of the sixth.
I wonder if Matt Hawks has ever figured out how many hours he has spent here at Oakland High School on this field.
He's probably got the days down. Curveball into the dirt. Nice stop by David Newman.
I mean, they have done a tremendous amount of work. I was listening to Jack Jolly when he was on the radio with Truman talking about the honor that he was going to receive that he did a day later, but talking about how, you know, before and after every game, instead of watering, they would be picking up rocks.
Yeah, great. That's a great line. Swung on, fouled away, and a good at bat here by Jay Melton. He is staying alive, fouling off a lot of pitches, and now we've got a 3-2 count on that board.
Randy King was on a couple of days later, and he was talking about, you know, when his son Brennan was playing, and he went to some of the rookie ball and single-A fields that they're not as nice as what we have here in Rutherford County on the high school level.
The stretch, the pitch to the plate. Ball, he walked in two straight walks, or two walks in between a strikeout. And we have two base runners on for Siegel. Going down to second is Sloan. Melton's at first. And Johnny Rogers is the batter, doubled and scored in the third. The only score that Siegel has gotten, and now Mack Hawks is walking to the mound.
Ward knows what's up, I think.
Looks like he does, but
maybe not.
Mack is walking him right back up to the mound.
So
where are you going? Where are you going?
Tell me what you got in the tank here. Now, I think he is going to make that Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, and that is indeed what he's going to do, John.
That's right. Coach has made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. And we will have all the information on the new pitcher when we come back. It's 5-1, Oakland leading Siegel here in the top of the sixth.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
A lot of changes. Penn Moore goes into third, and and over at first.
Working on it. That's Douglas.
Number 17.
That's Douglas. Okay. Sam Douglas went from second to first.
Well, we've got a new second baseman, I take it.
Yep.
And you're going to tell me who that is in just a moment.
I will.
Okay, Pearson is the new pitcher. And the pitch to him is a strike called, and he goes out in front, 0-1 to Rogers. Pearson's a left-hander.
It's Grant Hawkins. So we've got a new shortstop now.
All right. Well, we've eliminated that. Alex Ward, probably. Don't you think?
I believe so, John.
He went from pitcher to short. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, bouncer up the middle. Step on the bag. One. Hawkins for two. Got it. Whoa, what a play to end the inning. That was an amazing play by Grant Hawkins. Took the double play unassisted. No runs, two walks in the inning, and nobody left. We've completed 5.5 in our score. It's Oakland still leading 5-1 over Siegel.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared greats, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods. And here are all of the changes. We didn't get all of them to you. Alex Ward goes from the mound to play short when Oakland is back up here in the seventh. Hawkins went from short to second. Sam Douglas comes in to play first base. It's Nolan Pearson on the mound. Penn Moore is at third from right field. Peter Newman goes out to play right. That's all of the changes for Oakland. But Siegel now here with Morgan in his first full inning of work, John.
All right, Morgan got out of that inning. He did walk a run in, but pitched a third of an inning. And here he is in the bottom of the sixth. His job is very simple, hold Oakland where they are. Dalton Smith going to lead it off. Dalton's flied out twice, and he's popped up to first, 0 for 3. Right-handed batter comes in there. Now Morgan steps off the mound. He wants to have Rogers go over the signals again. Now he's ready. He works out of the stretch. You know, you can tell he's a reliever. He works from the stretch. Pitches, drops down there for a ball, 1-0.
New score on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale after four, leading Smyrna in softball 5-1. 5-1.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there on the outside corner. One ball on the strike now to Dalton Smith. It'd be followed by Alex Ward and Peter Newman. Dalton Smith hitting a very nice 309 coming into the night. Sign from Rogers. Here's the pitch from Morgan. Inside. Two balls and a strike. He has gone up the ladder and inside a couple of times tonight on Oakland hitters.
New score. Middle Tennessee trails 5-4 now to Austin Peay. They gave up five runs in the first. Now they've kind of inched their way back in it, trailing by a run in the fifth on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Here's the 2-1. Inside again. Three balls and a strike.
Well, they had a tough one last night at Vanderbilt. Delayed a lot by rain, I think, last night.
Andy's had their struggles this year. Here's the 3-1. Fastball in this time for a strike.
Well, you kind of figure. After the year they had last year.
Yeah, eventually, you know. After, you know, they've had three or four really, well, ever since Price, really.
Yeah.
Mike Minor. You got two pitchers in the minor leagues now. One's at Rome for the Braves. Here's the pitch, swung off, fouled away. Braves like smart players, like, you know, really smart guys, you know, intelligent players. Dan Ugla, 200 batting average. Hit a home run today, though, 14-6. You know, it's about time we put it on the Mets a little bit. Three balls and two strikes here. 5-1, Oakland leading, Siegel. And a walk here to Dalton Smith. So a leadoff walk. Brian, count up the walks for me. That's seems like that's quite a few tonight. Alex Ward going to be the batter. Grounded to third. He's 0 for 3.
That is six walks, John. And the fifth inning, that was the big bugaboo. Three walks. Wait a minute. One, two, three, four walks in the fifth inning. Oakland scored two runs on no hits.
Smith at first, nobody out. Morgan with the stretch, here's the pitch. A little blooper into left field, going to be trouble, and it's going to drop, and it's going to bounce. Melton comes over and cuts it off in time to hold a single to Alex Ward. But now Oakland in business with a chance to get some insurance runs here. That's the third Oakland hit.
Well, they really jammed him up right there on that one, John, and he just luckily got it off the bat. And It was a strange hit. You could hear it after it came off the bat there, and it kind of hooked around and stayed just fair.
Ward going to run for himself now, no longer pitching. And here comes Peter Newman. Struck out, singled, and drove in a run, and he's walked. Well, he was part of that double steal, he and Josh Cunningham. Left-handed batter Seth Morgan in some sixth-inning trouble. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Outside of ball, 1-0. It's 5-1 Oakland. Oakland batting here in the bottom of the sixth. One more shot for the Stars. Newman steps back in there. Morgan checks the runners, the pitch to the plate. Pass ball again, same location, again outside. He's throwing hard, but having some trouble with location right now. Two balls, no strikes. Ryan Baird gets the night off tomorrow night. I, indeed, will be working even one more time. I'm not understanding the broadcast schedule anymore. Here's the pitch. Lined in the left center field, and it's going to take off and roll. Smith's going to score. It's 6-1. Rounding third is Ward. It's 7-1. And it's a two RBI double for Peter Newman. And that may be the parting shot here for Siegel. Newman lined that in the gap in left center field, drove in two. Just like that, it's 7-1 Oakland. Smith scores, Ward scores. And that's music to a coach's ears when they get more runs and they keep attacking. They lead 7-1. And the batter is Ben Sanderson. Walked, reached on a fielder's choice, and reached on an error. Swung on, fouled back right at us, 0-1. Seven runs, four hits, one error for Oakland. One run, five hits, four errors for Siegel. The errors have hurt, and so have the walks. In fact, the runner that walked to lead off this inning scored. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Into the dirt. Rogers makes a nice stop. Runners cannot advance. Newman down there at second with that big two RBI double. May have been the best ball Oakland's hit tonight, didn't it, Brian, in terms of really solid hit.
Oh, yeah. That was Martin had another hit in there. It's only three hits in the game, isn't that right?
Four
hits.
Here's the pitch. Fastball a little high, and the count goes 2-1.
Well, back-to-back hits here in the sixth. That's what it is. I was missing one for a moment.
Morgan, I think we're getting older. It's just harder to read the scorecard now. Pitch is inside. Three balls and a strike. Seth a little disgusted with himself. Takes a walk off the mound.
Before that hit, Newman did have the hardest hit ball. It kind of in the same spot, John, but this one kind of was a little further out and it kind of rolled. He had an RBI single in the third.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count full, 3-2. Nobody out. We're in the top of the, or make that the bottom of the sixth. 7-1 Oakland. Going for this three-game sweep of this series. Check of the runners. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul, back out of play. Sanderson stays alive. We'll be outdoors again at Blackman tomorrow night. Softball action, 6:15 for the pregame show. Here's the stretch, the 3-2. Swung on, ground ball to short. Picked up this time by Sloan. The throw to first is in time for the first out of the inning. Newman had to hold down at second. So Sanderson out, 6-3. Brings up Sam Douglas. Struck out, hit into a double play, and he's walked.
John, it's still 5-1. Riverdale leading Smyrna. Middle of the fifth in softball. And LaRue ties it up. 5-5, MTSU Austin Peay in the fifth on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
One away here in the bottom of the sixth. Morgan, curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. Two runs are in. Had two hits in this inning, also a walk.
Douglas hit into a double play, struck out, and walked.
Here's the stretch of the pitch. Another breaking ball, and that one's fouled at the plate. He's out in front, 0-2 now to Douglas. Hawkins would be next. Hawkins had a big RBI sacrifice fly in the fifth. Plenty of insurance has been tacked on here. By Oakland, they get two more runs, still batting. The pitch by Morgan. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Douglas, a strikeout victim. That's the first strikeout for Morgan. And it brings up Grant Hawkins with two away. And Newman still out there at second. Just joined us, 7-1 Oakland. We're in the bottom of the sixth. One more shot for the Stars. Morgan on his way to the plate. Inside and high. 1-0. Newman with a big lead down at second. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there. 1-1. He's kind of getting that pitch over. Been effective for him here in this inning. We'll have the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, the Midas shift change of the game, and our scoreboard and our stats all coming up on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show. Are we interviewing tonight, Brian? Are you?
Yep.
All right. We'll also have an interview with the winning coach, which is high a ball, 2-0. And you're just going to zip out there, run out there as fast as you can.
I will sprint.
Oh, well, I wish this were televised. Be careful about bases and things, you know, don't trip over them. I know your family's a little bit injury prone. 2-0. She's doing all right, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Had a little accident last night. 3-0.
I thought for sure, as much of a boy as my boy is, that he would be the one to make all the trips to the ER, but it's been my daughter. Broken foot. Fractured wrist, sprained ankle.
Ball almost hit him, and it's ball four. So the second walk in the inning, and Hawkins is going to go to first. Newman stays at second, brings up Fred Wade, who has walked twice, but he's stolen two bases, scored a run, and he's really just been, I guess, a dagger in terms of speed on the base pass tonight for Siegel. 7-1 Oakland. We're in the bottom of the sixth. They've got runners at first and second. Two out. Seth Morgan, the third pitcher used by Coach Craig Revis. And he's trying to get out of this one and give Siegel that last shot in the seventh.
I would say he's probably going to stick with Morgan here, too.
Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Right side. Over comes Connor Moss. He signals he has it, and he does. And that's the end of the inning. But not before Oakland puts on a couple of insurance runs. Two runs on two hits. There were two walks and two left. We go to the seventh. Last hope for the Stars. It's Oakland 7, Siegel 1.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars, Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
Last hope for the Siegel Stars, Patrick Reed, Connor Moss, Brent Stockstill. They trail 7-1. Nolan Pearson in relief of Alex Ward. Ward pitched well tonight. Pearson, the left-hander, kicks and fires, and outside of ball, 1-0. Pearson came in relief and got a big double play, helped out by a beautiful play by Grant Hawkins. Swing and a miss. And the funny thing about that, Brian, is Grant was the shortstop. It started. They brought Ward in from the mound to short. And then Hawkins, who's first play at second, he turns in an unassisted double play. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, pretty well hit right field. Peter Newman, I think, is the one out there, makes the catch. Who is that? Let's see. That is Peter Newman. Okay. I got that one right after all the changes. He makes the catch for out number one. So Reed flies out.
One out with second base.
Peter was playing first base, went to right field. Brings up Connor Moss, who struck out twice and flied out to center. He's 0 for 3. Pearson with the pitch. Swung on, ground ball short. Ward has it. Throw across in plenty of time for out number two. So one out away from a victory and an Oakland sweep here. Brings up Brent Stockstill. Doubled twice and reached on an error. He's 2 for 3. I have them with 5 hits. That is correct. 7-4-1 for Oakland. 1-5-4 for Siegel. So long, Brian. Want to know the... Brian Barrett will be interviewing the winning coach on our Prentice Office of Heating and Air Coach's Corner as part of that show. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Coming down to 1 pitch. Pearson with a chance to pick up a save here. The wind and the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second base. Hawkins gobbles it up. Bobbles it a moment, and Stockstill beats it out. That one little bobble cost him the out there. Hawkins fielded it cleanly, but bobbled it just a little bit. See how they score it. That is an error. That's an E4. So the second time that Stockstill and his speed has helped him. And he is at first base with two out. Brings up Ryan Schultz, the first baseman. Popped up, struck out, and walked. Pitch by Pearson, gets away. There's Stockstill going down to second. Newman retrieves it. Wild pitch. And Schultz steps in there with a 1-0 count. Two out. Pearson got the first two easily. But Stockstill reached on the error, and now Schultz batting. Another left-hander, too. Pitch, lefty against lefty, and the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. The stretch by Pearson. And the 2-0. Swung on, fly ball, left center field. Back goes Ward, and now Smith, does he hold on to it? Great sliding catch, and Oakland wins this ball game on a fine blue star play by Mr. Dalton Smith. That's your ball game. Oakland wins it by a score of 7-1. And we're going to come back. We'll have the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show, including our coach's interview, our coach's corner. Brian Barrett will be talking with Matt Hawks, the head coach of the Oakland Patriots, as we continue. Our final once again, Oakland 7, Siegel 1. We'll be back. You're listening to the State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.